Hello?
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Tanya Walker.
Okay. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, I want to file a claim because I got laid off November 30th.
Okay. What's your Social Security number?
It is 424-279102.
Okay, you said 424-279102?
For it's 424-242-279102.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What's your name?
Tanya Walker.
And can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
321-1974 Green. And what was the last one?
Your driver's license number?
Ma'am.
Your driver's license number?
Oh, 598-4482.
Okay, and for your mother's maiden name, is there any reason that it would be listed under any other name?
It would be Green Walker. It's Mary L. Green Walker.
Okay.
Talbert.
Okay, so Talbert.
Yes.
Okay, so what would be her maiden name? The correct maiden name?
Talbert.
That's the last name that
Talbert.
She was born with?
Yes. I had two mothers, adopted mother and biological mom. So I'm using my biological mom. She's still over me.
Okay, so to file a claim for your first name, it's T-O-N-Y-A.
Yes, ma'am.
And your last name is W-A-L-K-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
And your date of birth, you said it was March 21st, 1974?
Yes, ma'am.
And your gender?
Female.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am. No problem.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Associate degree.
And for your mother's maiden name, you said it's Talbert?
Talbert. T-O-L-B-E-R-T.
And for your driver's license, I was for the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And can I get your driver's license number one more time?
598-4482.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Prepaid benefits
yes, ma'am.
Card. Well, what was it?
I'd rather go to the bank.
Okay, and is that going to be for a checking or savings account?
Savings? I mean, checking.
All
it
right.
Be checking, man.
And what is your routing number?
Baby, come on. Okay, ma'am, what did you say? I'm sorry.
What is your routing number?
Oh, my routing number is 2622-76410. That would be Guardian Credit Union.
So that was 2622-76410?
Yes, ma'am.
And your account number?
171-000-40. 143361.
All right, that was 171-000-143361.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your mailing address?
403. Okay. Okay, ma'am, you here?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, what was your mailing address?
It is 403 Brookview, that's Brookview is one word, Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36110.
That was 4303 Brookview Drive.
403.
So just 403?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's Montgomery 36110?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Oh, no, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number you can be reached at?
The one that you call.
Okay, what's that number?
Okay, 334-221-9304.
Okay, that's 334-221-9304.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? There's a Chrysler New Yorker, BMW 3 Series, Ferrari 328 GTS, Plymouth Voyager, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
I had a Fifth Avenue.
I'm sorry?
It's a Chrysler, I think. No. No, that's a Fifth Avenue. None of those above.
All right. And the next question is based on your background. In what city is 9315 Candelaria Place? There's Centerpoint, Huntsville, Munford, New Brockton, or I've never been associated with this address.
Never been associated with that address.
And the next question is, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? There's Affordable Home Care, Jots and Thinkins, NE Maintenance Depot, Viscofan, or none of the above?
Viscofan, I have been.
And the next question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's North Central Avenue, Eastdale Road South, East 4th Street, Briarcliff Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Never been.
And the last question is, which of the following street addresses in Beaumont have you ever lived at or been associated with? There's Alabama Street, Broadmoor Drive, Crewe Road, West Chase Drive, or none of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property.
I'm not familiar. No, I'm not familiar with that problem.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what's the last day that you worked?
November the 30th, 2022.
All right, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm looking for a job now.
And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, neither.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, not all shifts.
Okay, so I'll have to read you that all shifts clarification. And it says, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience or training qualifies you. You are not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts.
Oh, okay.
So do you want to leave it as no or change it to yes?
You can change to yes. I work 2 a.m. until you. So.
And have you applied for or are you receiving the pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, I was driving 45 miles, so that's probably my cutoff, 45, because I worked there 12 years.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I'll take $17.
$17?
Yeah, $17 or $16.
Okay, which one do you want me to list?
$17. I really want to make $18 because that's where I'm at right now. But.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they laid me off. They didn't have anywhere else to put me.
And what was your job title or job description?
It was specimen processor 2.
So like a medical and clinical laboratory tech?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am. In and outside of it. But yes, I am still looking for something
and
in my field.
What's the name of your separating employer?
Quest Diagnostics.
All right, Quest Diagnostic.
Yes, ma'am.
And what's a good phone number for them?
Okay, I can give you this number. Let's see. Here we go. No, well, my grandbaby, she's working every day. Okay, here's the number that you can call. Her name is grandma. Okay, it will be 832-273-4275. That is Mrs. Stacy Williams.
Okay, you said 832-273-4275?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your employment start date?
July the 5th of 2010 for this job. Yes, ma'am.
July 5th of 2010?
Yes, ma'am.
And the last day you worked, you said, was what date?
November 30th.
And what city was the work performed in?
Tallahassee, Alabama. T-A-L-L-A-S-S-E-E.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, all of that. I missed all of that. Got paid for Thanksgiving, but that was it.
And
but they paid me out my I had like 40 hours, so they paid me out of the 40 hours for PTO.
And that was after your last day of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So that was vacation pay?
Yeah, it was a vacation pay.
And how many hours was it?
30, wait a minute, 31, 32, 47 hours.
47?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the hourly rate?
$18.17 an hour.
$18.17?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said you've already received it?
Oh, come on, my hourly pay?
No, ma'am.
I haven't called today. They have, ma'am.
For your PTO, the vacation pay, you said you did already receive it or you did not?
Yes, I already received that, but I have not received my work check yet. Because I have to call disability in the morning for them to counsel it, offer my insurance to let them know that I'm no longer with the company.
Okay. So do you know when you received your PTO pay?
It was this past Friday.
It was this past Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
December the 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, I am.
And is this your separating employer?
Yeah, this is the separating one.
And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
It was, yeah, we were going to say lack of work, so they had to remove me out.
Okay, so lack of work?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, and I need to give you your temporary... What was it?
I said, let me get that out of the way. I ain't saying what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am. And I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Yes, I'm going to get it now. Okay, I have a pen. Okay.
All right, it's 0274.
0274.
Yes, ma'am.
So what do I do? I mean, because I haven't been on plumber in a long time.
So the temporary pin you're going to use when you file your first weekly certification, and I'm going to read you some information about your claim real quick.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.
Okay, Alabama. Alabama Works. Yes, ma'am.
.alabama.gov and update your online resume.
Okay. That work? Yes, ma'am.
And failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make income. What was it?
Okay, so do you have that number?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm about to go over with you.
Oh, okay.
So failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. And if you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 334-954.
954-4094. So I call this every Friday or?
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sundays through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays. And you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. And then what was it?
I'm listening. Yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
And an information booklet is going to be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. And if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay, the last number you just called out is 1-800. I didn't get the
361.
Okay.
4-5-2-4.
I got that part. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. Did you have any other questions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well,
thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. And I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.